following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
I'll get the door. I wonder who's at the door. I'll get it, Ray. That's okay. Just a second. Yes, sir?
Mr. Stiles, you got to help me. I'm in dire straits.
No, you're not. You're in New York.
Ooh. You get smart with me and I'll break a dozen eggs in your shorts.
Oh, yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Well, it's my wife. She thinks she's a parrot.
Your wife thinks she's a parrot? Well, why don't you take her to a psychiatrist?
I talked to her about it.
What'd she say?
She said she'd rather have a cracker.
All right. It's not raining inside. It's going to be a good, moldy, oldie show today. Everybody now, I want you to relax. I want you to have a good time. And I want you to sing along with all of us. Here we go for 2 hours. All right, everybody ready? Okay. Sing it out. Count it off, girl. Here we go. Everybody together. A one, a two, a one, two, three. I ain't mad at you. Ready, baby, don't you be mad at me. Whoa, 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 whoa. I ain't mad at you. Pretty, baby, don't you be mad at me. Whoa, 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 whoa. I ain't mad at you. Pretty, baby, don't you be mad at me. Live from New York, where major credit cards are always accepted, it's the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, starring Soupy Sales with Galvy Mordecai and the award-winning NBC Rhythm and Blues Band, and me, I'm Ray Dariano. And now, the original rock and roll animal, Soupy Sales! Hey, thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Yes, sir. Thank you. Welcome to the old Moldy Oldie Show. And we got a great show today. We got famous birthdays to celebrate. We'll be looking back at our featured year, 1966. We've got a look at this week in moldy oldie history. And a little later, we're going to salute the dance crazies of the 60s. Oh. And I'm going to, and also the crazes. But you had to be crazy to dance those numbers. Yeah. And I'll teach you all how to do the mouse. But before we go on, I want to take time out right now and thank my crew here for being so nice. I want to thank you guys for the canary you bought me in celebration of this show being a hit. Yeah. But the canary is nuts.
Well, why do you say that?
Because the bird hangs by his feet all day. He thinks he's a bat.
From 1965, a song recorded live at the Rhythm Room in Los Angeles. It's Cannibal and the Headhunters, Land of a Thousand Dances.
I said a na, 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 na.
Thank you.
Live from August 1962, Little Eva and the Locomotion. That's written by Cal King and recorded by the Babysitter. Snoopy tells Moldy Oldie Show here, Snoopy.
What, was Jerry Coffin her babysitter?
No, he's her husband.
Oh, really? Okay.
He wrote it with her.
Listen, I got to tell you about Amelia, the secretary that handles the affairs here and everything like that. You didn't hear what happened to her.
No, I didn't.
She went to a computer dating service the other day and said that she wanted to meet somebody who's 6 feet six, strong, fears no one, and who will bite her on the ear.
What happened?
They introduced her to an alligator. I'll get it. Hello?
Snoopy, it's me, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley. How are you?
You know Shirley, the stewardess from down the hall.
Shirley, I know it's you. What can I do for you?
Well, I was wondering if you'd bring me some cheeseburgers on your way home. I just got in from Chicago.
Oh, okay. How was your flight?
Oh, rough flight. The plane was bouncing around all night.
That's terrible.
It sure was. The only person who fell asleep was the pilot.
How many burgers do you want?
Two. One for me and one for Spot.
Spot?
He's my mother's dog. I'm looking after him while my mother is out of town.
And you call him Spot?
Yes.
Well, is he a Dalmatian?
No, it's what he does to the rug. I'm
going to
kill him.
Goodbye, Shirley.
Goodbye, Snoopy.
Here's a band from Philly featuring lead singer Len Barry. These are the Dovells doing a dance from 1961, the Bristol Stomp.
The kids in Bristol are sharp and physical when they do the Bristol Stomp. Really something when the joint is jumping when they do the Bristol Stomp.
Ah, yeah, cooking.
Going back to May of 1966, a trio from Detroit, The Capitals. That was originally the B-side of their first single, Cool Jerk. And this is Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Hey. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, stay with us now, because coming up in the next segment, I'll be talking to a man who recently went bankrupt when he opened up a bar in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and refused to serve minors.
And we'll look at This Week in History. We're a lucky number one from Elvis. All this when Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies continues.
The Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show is brought to you by Flintstones. America's kids are Flintstone kids. 10 million strong and growing.
Hey, Tommy, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Probably a stuntman.
How do you get to be that?
Well, to start with, Mom uses Flintstones every day.
You mean her vitamins?
Sure. She says they'll help us grow up and be what we want to be.
So what's Mom think about you being a stuntman?
She thinks I'm going to be a dentist.
Flintstones, now with NutraSweet.
Welcome back to Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, in this segment, we'll be hearing songs that were number one during this week in Moldy Oldie history. You know what? Let me tell you a fascinating thing. You ever heard of Blue Laws? Really, the title, stupid laws.
Yeah.
You know, because different states and different cities have different dumb laws. They've had them for years and years. They never changed them.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, it's against the law in Dallas to undress in front of a full-length mirror unless you can prove you've known yourself for more than 5 years. Now listen to this. Yeah, in Detroit, there's a $700 fine or life in prison, whichever comes first, if you're found guilty of spray painting a senior citizen. In Los Angeles, it's against the law to say the words Pia Sidora within 10 miles of a hospital zone. In Chicago's in this. There's a $100 fine in Chicago for anyone caught whistling while walking under a black cat 2 weeks before or after Halloween.
where did you find out all this information?
Well, I went to the public library on 42nd Street.
You went to the library? What did they say when you walked in? Number one for 2 weeks, including this week in 1962. Here's the king, Elvis Presley, and Good Luck Charm.
Want your kiss, cause I just can't miss with a good love charm like you. Come on and be my little good love charm. Ah, you sweet delight. I want a good love charm hanging on my arm. A true hand, a true hand, a true hope, a true hope, a true mind. Dollar, rabbit's foot on a string, a happiness and your warm caress, no rabbit's foot can bring. Come on and be my little good luck charm. Ah, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. A true hand, a true hand, a true hope, a true hope.
Brothers in the number one song in the R&B charts this week in 1969. It's Your Thing. And we'll be looking at number ones during this part of the Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldie Show. Here is Snoopy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, Ray, you know, we were on this big thing about trying to get everybody to stop smoking, you know, and Gene Garns, you know, my engineer.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Gene.
Hi, sir.
Yes. Hi, Gene. How's your health? Anyway, so I gave him a tape, you know, to get him to stop smoking, and it worked, because last night he spent 3 hours at this place trying to convince one guy to stop smoking, and Gene looked at the guy and says, he says, just look at the tip of your fingers. They're yellow.
And what did the guy say?
The guy says, I know. I'm Chinese. I'll get the door. Just a second. I'll get the door. I'm on my way. Just a moment. Just a second. Hey, it's Marvin the Barber. Hiya, Marvin.
Kiss me twice again. It's been a long
I'm not going to kiss you, Marvin.
How about a haircut, huh?
No, thanks. I just had one.
What am I supposed to do? Opportunities are not abundant.
Did you go to college, Marvin?
Are you kidding? I didn't have any money for college.
Well, I can understand that. I heard that the cost of college is at an all-time high.
Well, that's okay. So am I.
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
Are you kidding? Pernell Roberts. I cut his hair, what's left of it, but he's a good-looking guy. I told him I never miss his show, Trapper in the John M.D. I said, but you should trap her somewhere else, like in my room. You know what he said?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
Jack Warden, I cut his hair. I love this guy. I said, Jack, why don't you let me go on your show? I'm crazy like Red Fox, huh? You know what he said?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
Robert Morley, I do his hair. He's got a show called Celebrity Chef. Everybody's fat, standing around eating. I said, here's an idea for a spinoff. Celebrity Diets, huh? You know what he said to me?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
No, he said, keep moving or you'll be dinner. He's weird.
But Marvin, I don't need a haircut.
That's cool. I'll go watch TV. I watched TV last night.
Oh, yeah, what did you watch?
Kate and Allie Cagney and Lacey Simon and Simon and Hardcastle and McCormick.
Oh, yeah, well, did you enjoy it?
Loved him, hated her, hated him, loved her, loved him, hated her, loved him, loved it.
Leave, Marvin. Going back to this week in 1959, the number one song was from the Fleetwoods. Here's Come Softly to Me.
Dum do dum do be do dum 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 do dum do be do dum 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 I've waited
separate songs. You're trying to make your mark, you fire teeth. You're using all the tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high fashion magazines. The clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. A better I'm not your separate song. I'm not the second song.
This week in 1966, more of the Monkees. That's Stepping Stone. It's Snoopy Sales, Moldy Oldies, and here's Snoopy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, listen, stay with us now, because coming up in the next bit and segment, I'll tell you the amazing story about the Snoopy Sales groundhog that came out of his hole this morning, which means you're going to have 6 more weeks of bad jokes.
And when we come back, some one-hit wonders. Plus, the Stones meet the Beatles. All coming up next on Snoopy Sales, Moldy Oldies.
I was a total bore before I served champagne. Now they call me a party animal.
Sparkling, bubbly, uncivilized. Champagne, the party animal.
Champagne Incorporated, Trenton, New Jersey.
We're back on Snoopy Sales, Moldy Oldies, and here's Snoopy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone. Right now, we're going to take a look at this week in Moldy Oldie history. What have you got, Ray?
All right, this week in 1956, that's when Grace Kelly marries Prince Rainier of Monaco.
Uh-huh. Well, also, it was the 89th birthday of Grover Cleveland, inventor of the Ohio City bearing his name, Grover, Ohio.
All right, and the same week, now, in 1956, Elvis' first gold record, Heartbreak Hotel.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Well, on that same day, the great-great-grandson of Harry Houdini refused to use locks on his new escape trick, claiming the price of locks is ridiculous. He uses salami instead.
All right, and this week in 1964, of course, you remember that's when the World's Fair opened in New York.
Yeah, and that same year, the mayor of New York, John Lindsay, kisses 3,000 babies when he runs for his first public office and is hospitalized for severe pablum burns.
And this week in 1963, at the Crawdaddy Club in London, the Beatles met the Rolling Stones for the very first time.
I feel like we'll have it this time. It's such a feeling that my love, I can hide, I can hide, I can hide. Yeah, you got that something, I think you understand.
Side. And before that, the Beatles' first American hit, I Want to Hold Your Hand. And here's the host of Soupy Sales, Moldy Oldies, yeah. Soupy Sales.
All right, Ray. Thank you, everybody. You want to know something? Since we're involved in really like the history of Moldy Oldies,
yeah.
You know, the history books are wrong about one thing.
What's that?
Well, they claim that the turkey the pilgrims roasted on that first Thanksgiving was wild, and this is only half true.
What do you mean half true?
Well, he wasn't wild until he found out what they had in mind. I wonder who's at the door. I'll get the door. Just a second. I'm on my way. Hold it just a second.
Buenos dias,
señor. Buenos dias, Claire. How are you?
Oh, I'm very, very well.
This is Claire, our cleaning lady. Let me tell you.
Yes, I'm a wonderful cleaning
lady. Oh, you are wonderful.
You are a wonderful comic.
Yes, thank you very much.
But let me tell you.
No, you can't come in here, Claire. I'm on the air.
Please,
I'm on the air.
Gerontia.
Yes.
Woo, I have a joke for you.
You have a joke?
Yes.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Alfred.
Alfred who?
Alfred the Needle, if you saw on the button. That's a wonderful joke, yes?
No, it isn't.
Ooh,
no.
You are terrible. I'm going going to
no,
clean
you're
up.
Not going to clean
I'm going to clean
Clara,
this
please,
coffee
I'm on the air. Would you
look
please
at this,
get security?
This week in 1967, daylight savings time went into effect across the country. Here's the Outsiders, and time won't let me. Super sale, Moldy Oldie.
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me?
Has he taken?
Has he taken any time?
Any time to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Number three from February 1969, The Zombies. That's a song that they released after they'd already broken up, Time of the Season. This is Stoopy Sales, Moldy Oldies, and here's Stoopy.
All right, Ray, thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. Hey, right now, I want to introduce you to a friend of mine, been with me for a long time, and he's been with everybody. He's a wonderful musician, everybody. Would you join me? Nice round of applause for the leader of this award-winning NBC Rhythm and Blues band, Daryl B. Mordecai.
Yeah,
hey, Daryl, come over. Give me five, Daryl. All right.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Stoop. Thank you, everybody. It's nice to be here nationwide, coast to coast, big time.
Yeah. What's new, Daryl?
Well, you know, I just got off the phone with my agent, you know, and he's working on an engagement in San Francisco.
Oh, really? Where are you going to be playing? The Fairmont Hotel?
No. We're going to be playing at a brand new club, the Peking Duck West.
Oh, yeah? Don't you guys play at the Peking Duck in New York?
Oh, yeah, we do. You see, the owner, Mr. Wong Lu Fulu, is opening another one out there in San Francisco.
The Peking Duck, isn't that?
The combination Chinese restaurant and striptease joint.
Yeah,
that's right.
I thought you weren't going to work there anymore. I don't think Randy Bungarden, the president of the network, likes the NBC Rhythm and Blues Band playing in a joint like that.
Yeah, well, that's why whenever we play there, we use the name The Swing and Set You On.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah.
I see. So who's on the bill with you when you play Frisco?
Oh, Wendy Wong and Francine. Foo.
Wendy Wong?
Yeah, this girl wears a costume that the police keep describing as being next to nothing, which I think is just ridiculous. Believe me, this costume is next to plenty.
what about Francine Foo?
Oh, she's a real heavyweight.
A heavyweight?
Yeah, she's the only act in show business who leaves the audience wanting less.
Play, Daryl.
Yes, sir. One, two, three.
Here it comes, some one-hit wonders, Stoopy's joke of the day, and lots more when Stoopy Tales Moldy Oldies continues.
Man, 3 whole hours without a nibble.
Maybe the fish are full.
From what?
Worms, I guess.
Think they eat more than worms?
I would. Maybe that's where fish get their vitamins to grow on.
Yeah. Good thing Mom gives us Flintstones instead.
Yeah, they come in more flavors than worms.
Flintstones, now with NutraSweet.
And Chloe.
We are back on Stoopy Sales, and here's Stoopy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, this is really a lot of fun, and I hope you'll, you know, be with us every week at this time for the Moldy Oldies show. This is really great.
Especially now.
Why is that?
Well, because this happens to be my favorite portion of the show, and I happen to know that it's Jerry Garcia's favorite portion. Because now it is time for Stoopy's Joke of the Day.
All right. Thank you.
I think. Anyway, a missionary is deep in the backwoods of deepest Africa, and he's preaching to this African tribe, and he's saying, we must all love one another, and all the natives all holler, Mula Gula, and the missionary continues, and he says, we must all live like brothers, and the whole tribe yells out, Mula Gula, and he says, we must be good to one another, and the tribe yells out, Mula Gula, and after the sermon, you know, the missionary tells the chief how happy he is with the reception, and the chief says to him, he says, I want to thank you for coming, but be careful when you pass my cattle that you don't step in the Mula Gula.
And now here's the one-hit wonder from January 1963, The Exciters, and Tell Him.
I know something about love. Got a warning band. If that guy's got into your blood, go out and get him. If you want it to be the very part of you, make you want to breathe, here's the thing to do. Cut it, that you're never gonna leave him. Cut it, that you're always gonna love him. Cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it right now. I know something about love. Gotta show me and make me see moon above all. If you want it to, take your open out. If you want it to, all that we have you. Tell that you're never gonna leave and tell that you're always gonna love and tell them right now.
Thank you.
During the 60s, they were Australia's biggest rock band, but they were one-hit wonders here in America. The Easy Beats and Friday on My Mind from April of 67. You're listening to Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, listen, stay tuned and stay with us because the next segment coming up, author Bernadette Loupner will be here to talk about her new book, 101 Things to Do with Leftovers. All disgusting.
Also, coming up in the second hour, Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, a look at records released this week, and a salute to our featured year, 1966.
I'm going
to
be here. Yeah.
Welcome back to Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies. This hour, we'll tell you why you'll never play golf with Bob Hope. And now, here's the king of the teenage werewolves, Soupy Sales.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everyone. Hey, now we'll be saluting our featured year, 1966, with the top four songs from this week. And our featured year is brought to you by Vito's. Hey, listen, you want to have bags in your hands instead of under your eyes? Want to ride the elevator of life?
Yeah.
Ever thought of bellhopping for a living?
Well
now you can, thanks to Vito's famous bellhop school, where their motto is, either I get a tip or I'll break your lip. At Vito's famous bellhop school, take such courses as smiling 101, bowing 102, window opening 103, and the most popular course, have a nice day 105. Each graduate bellhop receives a change maker with turn signals that spell out the words tip and don't tip. Learn how to tell if a couple is really married simply by asking, are you two really married? Enrollment is limited to anyone who calls, so act now. Vito's famous bellhop school is as near as your phone, so when we call, you better say yes, because remember, it ain't smart to say no to a man named Vito.
Here's number four from this week in 1966 is Sherilyn LaPierre Bono Allman, better known as Cher, with Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down.
I was five and he was six. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win me by bang bang. He shot me down, bang bang. I hit the ground, bang bang. That awful sound, bang bang. My baby shot me down. Thank you.
number three song from this week in 1966, the Rolling Stones, and a song they performed live on the Ed Sullivan Show, 19th Nervous Breakdown. This is Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Yes, sir. You want to know something? It's pretty good. They had an interesting article in R&R, you know, Radio and Records.
Oh, yeah,
that,
yeah.
You know, about the unusual hobbies of famous, you know, record stars.
Really? Who'd they have?
For instance, like Leslie Gore collects antique skin blemishes. and little Richard has the world's biggest collection of whales underwear. They really know it.
They know it.
And Chubby Checker spends his time browsing through his collection of mail away envelopes. I'll get to George in a second. I'm on my way.
Hiya, fellas. It's Jerry and his magic coffee wagon.
Yay, it's Jerry with the coffee wagon. How are you, Jerry?
I was a victim of Psychostan.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Well, I think I figured out a way to save money on milk.
How can you save money on milk?
I bought a cow.
Wait a minute, Jerry. How can you afford to buy a cow?
Well, I bought her on the installment plan.
Yeah? Is it working out all right?
Certainly. Except when I'm late on my payments, she dries up on me.
Jerry, how can you live with a cow?
We don't fight.
How many gallons do you average a day?
I don't average any, but the cow averages 90 gallons. Make that 16 gallons.
Why 90 gallons than 16 gallons?
I condensed it.
I can't picture this. Does the cow have any horns?
Nah, but I'm going to get her a saxophone.
Serve the coffee, Jerry. I'm going to get her a saxophone.
Whenever you want coffee, you always think of me. And with every cup of coffee, you get a donut free. My donuts are so tasty, people always ask for more. They don't even realize I dropped them on the floor.
Never mind the donuts, Jerry. Jerry, your thumb's in my coffee.
Oh, that's all right. It's not hot.
Okay. Well, listen. You say hello to the cow, Jerry.
Say me.
Well, does the cow wake you up in the morning?
No, I have a clock radio.
Say goodbye, Jerry.
Goodbye, Jerry.
Counting down the top hits from this week in our featured year, 1966. This was the number two song in America, The Lovin' Spoonful and Daydream.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starting me in my sweet dream. Cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. I find a place for being a sleepy bulldog. And you can be sure that if you're feeling right, a daydream will last long into the night. Tomorrow at breakfast you may pick up your ear, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. Now I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
Hi, this is John Sebastian, and I listen to the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show.
Girl, I can't let you do this, let you walk away. Girl, how can I live through this, when I'm all I
it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
Medley and Bobby Hatfield, the Righteous Brothers, and the number one song from this week in our featured year, 1966, Soul and Inspiration. It's Soupy Sales, Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, listen, stay with us right now, because coming up in the next segment, I'll finally answer the age-old questions. When a fly goes to a formal dance, what does he check to see if the zipper is closed? Also, when it's having its picture taken, does the Big Mac ever say cheese?
And also coming up, some famous birthdays and Soupy's big hit single. When Soupy Sales, Moldy Oldies returns.
I'm going to be here.
I was a total bore before I served champagne. Now they call me a party animal.
Sparkling, bubbly, uncivilized. Champagne, the party animal. Champagne Incorporated, Trenton, New Jersey.
And we're back in the studio on Soupy Sales, yeah. Moldy Oldies with your host, Soupy Sales.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. You know, this was a big week in Moldy Oldie history for record releases. Read me a few of them, Ray.
All right. Well, you can almost pick your year here. How about 1965?
All right.
All right. Well, Blonde on Blonde, Bob Dylan's first double album, was released this week.
Yeah.
Ticket to Ride, the Beatles.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley's Crying in the Chapel.
Yeah.
But in 1965, another song was released. And Soupy, I think you know more about this song than anybody else.
Oh, yeah. It was a dance I did called The Mouse.
Oh,
yeah.
Yay!
And, of course, a lot of reaction about my doing that.
Oh, really?
That record. Cashbox said, Soupy Sales' version of The Mouse is about as exciting as one Everly brother. And I remember Billboard said, Soupy Sales' version of The Mouse captures all the excitement of Billy Graham getting a kneeling ovation in church on Sunday. And, of course, and Variety said, Soupy Sales is to singing what Ernest Borgnine is to tap dancing.
Here's The Mouse by Soupy.
Cat will be in shock.
Let's do the mouse. Come on and do the mouse with me.
The 100% completely true adventures of Philo Kavej, world's greatest part-time private eye. Today's episode, A Foggy Night in New York Town.
This is going to be some night to write home about. Probably Lady Guinevere had said the same thing time and time again. My job was to find Sam, an old pirate, who was known to frequent certain saloons, especially those that sold booze. I stopped a stranger on the street. Pardon me, how do I get to the Broken Drum Cafe?
You just keep walking down the street at the end of the block. Turn right, if you make it.
If I can find that other half of the map, it's worth a lot to me. Who knows, with the map I might wind up a rich man. What a crazy way to spend an evening, winding up a rich man. I must have walked 5 blocks, and there it was, the Broken Drum. You can't beat it. I walked in. I felt at home.
Yeah, what do you have?
Geritol with a slug of vodka.
What's that?
It's sort of a tired Bloody Mary.
Freak.
Where? Oh, Say, do you know an old pirate that comes around here?
No, but some of the Yankees hang around here when they're in town.
No, no. This man's name is Sam. He has a wooden leg. Little guy.
Yeah, yeah, wooden leg. Used to go in a waitress named Marie. They were engaged.
Uh-huh, what happened?
She broke it off. Try Marie over there at the Waterfront Club. She still slings hash over there.
Is she a cook?
No, just a sloppy waitress.
Well, as my dad used to say, my dad didn't say too much.
Why didn't Philo's father, Sid, say much to his kid? Will Philo find Marie at the Waterfront Club? And will she find him attractive? For the answers to these and other questions too ridiculous to mention, be with us next time when Philo says...
$11? $11 for what?
On the further adventures of Philo Kovacs.
He'll never get out of this. Never.
Here's the record released this week in 1967. It went to number one a month later. The Rascals and Groovin'.
On a Sunday afternoon, really couldn't get away too soon. I can't imagine anything that's better. The world is ours whenever we're two. There ain't a place I like to be. Down a crowded avenue, to anything we like to do. There's always lots of things that we can see. We can't be anyone we like to. All those happy people we could meet. On a Sunday afternoon, really couldn't get away too soon. No, 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 no. Talking left our time away. I feel it coming closer day by day. Life will be ecstasy, you and me endlessly moving. On a Sunday afternoon, ooh, baby.
That's the very first rock and roll record to use a full orchestra with Benny King on lead vocals, The Drifters, and There Goes My Baby. It's Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy. Yeah.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. You know something? I always loved that record.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get it. Hello?
Soupy, baby, it's me, Murray.
Hey, it's Mary, my agent.
Yeah, Murray the A.
Well, listen, what's going on, Mary?
I got a hot part for you in a new movie.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's a departure for you, babe. It's a dramatic role.
Oh, that sounds interesting. What's the part?
You play Moses.
Moses? What's the picture called?
The Ten Commandments, Part 2.
The Ten Commandments, Part 2?
Yeah, they made so much money with the first 10, they hired a team of writers to write 10 more.
Say goodbye, Mary.
Holy Moses, I thought you'd love this.
Goodbye, Mary.
I love you, babe.
We'll be back with some famous birthdays and more of Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie.
Hey, Tommy, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Probably a stuntman.
How do you get to be that?
Well, to start with, Mom uses Flintstones every day.
You mean her vitamins?
Sure. She says they'll help us grow up and be what we want to be.
So what's Mom think about you being a stuntman?
She thinks I'm going to be a dentist.
Flintstones, now with NutraSweet.
And growing.
Welcome back to Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies. Here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. All right. You know, we got some birthdays this week. Some famous
great
people.
Ooh,
yeah.
Man, who's on the list?
Well, for example, this week is the birthday of Glenn Campbell. Singer, yeah. Guitar player, yeah. By the time I get to the end, you know, and all that, all that stuff. And also today, this week's birthday, Shirley MacLaine, who probably was me about 50 years ago. And also, it's this week is the birthday of Iggy Pop and my two sons, Tony and Hunt, used to play.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Iggy.
Yeah, Iggy, happy birthday. Also, this week's the birthday of Alan Price from the Animals. Mm-hmm. I worked with him in Atlantic City back in 1965-66. Mm-hmm. Also, today's the birthday of another fine singer, Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
Worked with him when he was with the First Edition.
That's right.
Yeah. Thelma Camacho was singing with the group. And also, my friend Mark Bowman of the Turtles, Flo and Eddie.
Happy birthday, Mark.
All right, now, what if someone's tuned into the show and it happens to be their birthday this week?
Oh, yeah? Okay.
What do you have to tell them?
Yeah, well, if you were born this week, you were born on the sign of the diaper, so don't make any rash decisions. You have a natural curiosity. Take your nose apart to see what makes it run. Be careful today. You'll be in for a little shock. A midget will hotwire you short. And finally, if you were born this week, make some new contacts over the weekend. Your old contacts are scratched, and you can hardly see to drive.
Which is interesting, because in 1963, this guy left his prescription glasses in an airport, so he had to wear his sunglasses to see right. His sunglasses became his trademark, and he was born this week in Wink, Texas, 1936. He is Roy Orbison, and oh, pretty woman.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me? Pretty woman, I couldn't help but see. Pretty woman, and you look lovely as can be.
Talk a while. Pretty woman, give your smile to
Be with me, number three from July 1967, and happy birthday to Mark Volman. This is Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies. Here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, I love those guys, Flo and Eddie. I'll get the door. Oh, who's at the door? I'll get it, guys. Just a second. I'm on my way.
Hey, yo, Soupy, who called the cops?
Hey, you know? Dang, it's Mike.
Hey, how are you, Mike?
Well, you know, I'm a little bit uptight, you know.
Yeah.
It's annual diet time down at the precinct, you know. And the sergeant says we all got to lose a few pounds for springtime.
You're going on a diet?
Yeah, you see, for years, I've been weighing myself on one of those scales, you know, that hands out them little cards. It was over at the old Penny Arcade on Broadway.
I remember that place.
Yeah. So when I started, I weighed 140 pounds.
How much do you weigh now?
Now I weigh 180 pounds.
How come you weigh so much now?
Well, as you can see, my pocket's all full of these little cards. Hey, you want some? See you, Marker.
Celebrating a birthday this week, here's Kenny Rogers in the first edition in the 1968 hit, Just Dropped In to See What Condition My Condition Was In.
Yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sun down shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I
just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Working and slaving his life.
September 1965, a top 20 hit for the Animals. Animals founder Alan Price was born this week. Happy birthday, Alan. Here's your host, Soupy Sam.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, stay with us, because coming up in the next segment, the Jolly Green Giant will be here to sing the religious favorite, There Will Be Peas in the Valley.
And stay with us, because we'll be right back with a brown-eyed girl and two soul men when Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies continues.
The Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show is brought to you by Flintstones. America's kids are Flintstone kids, 10 million strong and growing.
I was a total bore before I served champagne. Now they call me a party animal.
Sparkling, bubbly, uncivilized. Champagne. Party Animals. Champagne Incorporated, Trenton, New Jersey.
We're back with more Soupy Sales, Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, I want you to be sure and be with us next week on the Moldy Oldies show, because we've got some great guests going to drop around.
Who's coming by?
Well, Elton Gin.
Elton Gin?
Yeah, pop singer with a drinking problem. And we've got Salvador Dolly Parton.
Salvador Dolly Parton.
Famous painter with a great body. We've got Donna Somersault.
Donna Somersault.
Popular rock singer who keeps doing flips doing love songs. We've got Derry Manilow.
Derry Manilow.
Yeah, world famous singer-songwriter who has sold millions of records and thousands of quarts of milk. And we got Captain Ann O'Neill.
Captain Ann O'Neill.
A popular musical duo consisting of a piano player and the Speaker of the House of Representatives. And also we got the Mormon Tabernacle Friar.
Oh, the Mormon Tabernacle Friar.
Uh-huh, 56 male and female performers who cook chickens while singing religious songs.
Okay, all coming up next week. Right now, this guy left home at 15 to play sax in a jazz band. He formed a group called Them. Here's his first solo single, number 10, from August 67, Van Morrison and Brown-Eyed Girl.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rain came, down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping, in the misty morning fog with, oh, a heart that's thumping in you, a brown-eyed girl. And whatever happened, Tuesday is so slow. Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing, sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. As you, my brown-eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing, sha la 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 la
most successful black duo of the 60s, Sam and Dave and Soul Man, number two in September 67. It's Soupy Sales, Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. And now here's some scenes for next week's Moldy Oldies show.
Let's go, man.
Tracy is asleep, dear.
You didn't do that. What?
Hi, Flint. Let me speak to Tracy.
I'll be right over. Junk.
Then shut up.
I see.
It's beautiful.
I don't want to hear you say that.
Shut up.
No.
He's trying to unlock the door.
Yeah?
Shut up.
Right behind you.
Gravel guardian.
Do you know my husband?
Forever.
Police headquarters.
Not at the apartment.
And I hope we won't be too late.
Good heavens, look.
Oh, Tracy.
No one will.
This ain't no time to argue.
He's got your gun.
Hey, Huff, when he grabbed a chair, look out. Hey, you.
It'll be the chair in the death house of the state prison.
Then shut up.
All that and more on next week's Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show. Hey, I want to thank you so much for being with us this week. Hope you'll be with us next week. Until I see you, this is Soupy Sales thanking you so much. Have a great week, everybody. Take good care of yourselves. I love you. Big kiss. Bye-bye, everybody.
This has been Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, starring Soupy Sales, produced by Dan Fermento and Ben Manila for Radio Today. Executive producer, Frank Cody. Recording technicians, Gene Garnes and Betsy Torres. Special thanks to Paul DeVere, Rodney Belazaire, and Mark Humble. I'm Ray Dariano. Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies is a presentation of NBC Radio Entertainment.